The Congress is to review activities of the union and plan for the next 4 years with the election of new divisional executives. It is on the theme, Current Power Sector Restructuring, Its Effects and the Role of the Union. The TUC Secretary General said a critical analysis of the current state of the VRA and the prevailing situation of the power generation and supply sector shows that the state asset is efficient, contrary to what the politicians are peddling. The TUC, with the help of the Senior Staff Association of the VRA, has therefore submitted its position paper to President Akufo-Addo, stating why government should not go ahead with its plans to sell part of the VRA, adding that going ahead with a plan will spell doom for the power sector, as it would be controlled by the private sector at the expense of the citizenry. In an address read on his behalf, the Chief Executive Officer of the VRA, Kirk Kofi, said restructuring of the company at this time is non-optional so as to inject efficiency into its operations. He said the state's indebtedness accrued over the years to the company has led to the state of financial distress and threatening the VRA's sustainability. Mr. Kofi called for the cooperation of the staff, especially the union, to make the exercise successful. The divisional union chairperson, Mrs. Esther Ajimansafo, also cautioned government against the intended sale of part of the assets of the VRA, adding that the workers will not condone any such move.
Nicholas Osei-Wusu and Francis Abedi filed that report in Kumasi.